Lecture 8, Communism.
Welcome to our lecture on the building of communism in the new state of the Soviet Union. In our previous lecture, we had considered some of the turmoil and upheaval in Europe in the aftermath of the First World War. We'll consider in this lecture a particular case of a new political project, the building of communism. This is also in part a story of ideological adaptation to disappointment. Because Lenin's expectations and the expectations of his fellow Bolsheviks in an imminent worldwide revolution after they had launched the Russian Revolution were disappointed. How might they adapt? The reality which the Bolshevik movement and Lenin faced from the summer of 1918 was not the worldwide workers' revolt they had expected, but rather, from the summer of that year, a complicated civil war, which broke out in the territory of the Russian Empire and involved both domestic opponents as well as an array of outside forces. The Bolsheviks felt that they were clinging to power and were not sure that they would succeed in doing so, but were determined, for the sake of their revolution, to try their utmost. The civil war that followed was one of incredible ferocity. It was marked by unspeakable atrocities on all sides. The numbers of those who died as a result of this civil conflict are truly staggering. Some estimates suggest that somewhere in the neighborhood of 7 to 10 million may have died in the territories of the former Russian Empire, which would represent a staggering number 5 times as large as that of the dead suffered by the Russian Empire during the First World War. Some estimates for all of the Russian deaths by violence, disease, and hunger that followed upon the Civil War for the years 1918 to 1922, in fact, run as high as 20 million. The turmoil, the disorder, the viciousness of the Civil War finds at least some reflection in the riveting novel of Boris Pasternak, Dr. Zhivago, as well as the gripping film made from that novel, which seeks to communicate some of the changes and uncertainty of those times. The Bolsheviks faced off in the Civil War against a range of forces. They were called collectively the Whites, in distinction to the Red forces of the Communists. The anti-Bolshevik forces, called the Whites, were in fact not a monolithic group. They instead consisted of many different political orientations, which range from, on the one hand, out-and-out monarchists who hoped for some restoration of the Romanov dynasty, all the way to Democrats and social revolutionaries. The Whites included social revolutionary activists spread across Russia. They included the Southern Army of General Denikin, who had gathered together the remnants of the officers and loyal troops of the Tsarist regime in the south, Admiral Alexander Kolchak's forces in Siberia, who had carved off an area of control in that part of the Russian Empire, General Wrangel in the Caucasus, and General Yudenich in the Baltic region. These disparate forces, these disparate elements of the Whites, would seek to work together in order to take power back from the Bolshevik Red forces. But ultimately, the Whites would lack coordination. They would lack mutual agreement. They lacked even a certain minimum agreement on political aims to be pursued, as well as a coordinated strategy. But the Bolsheviks were also threatened not only by this disparate group of White Russian forces, as they came to be called, but also by a complicated phenomenon which was called at the time Allied intervention. This too represented an often confusing swirl of actors and forces on the territory of the former Russian Empire.